Welcome to QU, a QU Media podcast presented to you by the QU Media Network. My name is Noah Gershman. I'm sitting here with the Calm 337 class. Just talk about what's going on around school, what they're writing about right now, what's happening on campus. So, what's up? Everyone introduce themselves.
What's up? Sam Huff here once again. Just getting through kind of the end of this week, feeling good, and kind of just getting excited for homecoming coming up.
Yep, it is in the horizon for sure. I am Gage Evans. Sorry to interrupt there. But yeah, certainly looking forward towards homecoming. It's a highly anticipated event for all campus.
Anything you're looking forward to during homecoming, Gage?
Specifically, I guess you can kind of say I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, no. Just the dance itself. Just because I was unfortunately nominated for homecoming royalty court. So what? I will get to do all the precursor events that lead up through it in homecoming week and whatnot.
Are you nominated for, what are you nominated for? How about that?
So I don't know the full understanding of it, but what it sounds like is the senior level class has a king and queen, and then the lower level classes are a prince and princess. So I think I am up for the junior class level prince nomination. Very fancy.
Congrats. Very fancy. Hey. Let's go.
Hey, everyone, if you hear this podcast, make sure you vote for Gage Evans or give him all your support this weekend. It's going to be very tough for him.
Voting should come out. We are recording this on September 15th. Emails I received, voting should open this afternoon. It could open on Friday the 16th. You'll just have to stay posted and check out Quincy, like student emails and other media sites for that.
What up? My name's Colin Smith. Excuse me. My name's Colin Smith. Staying on the topic of homecoming, one thing I'm excited about is the balloon glow. This is my first year at QU, but I've lived in Quincy my whole life. So last year I still went to the balloon glow, but I didn't participate really in anything else. So that is one thing that I think is pretty cool, and I'm excited for it.
My name's Taryn Sargent, and I'm also excited for the dance. I did not get a prom for my last year, so I'm looking to see if maybe I'm going to dress up or maybe take what would have been prom pictures in my dress that I never got to wear.
Nice. Wow, that would be exciting. I don't know about you guys, but just to kind of flip it to a talking point on that, is anyone else just as surprised that we're having a homecoming dance in college? Like, I didn't think that was a thing either.
I got a buddy who goes to a school in Northern Nevada, and it's half the size of this, and their school every year has a big formal that they do. Like, they don't have Greek life. They don't have much. It's just 400, 500 kids up on Lake Tahoe.
So I wonder if it's, like, just, like, smaller schools that do that type of thing.
Maybe. It gives people something to do, I guess.
Yeah.
The only thing I will say is I was really surprised that it's supposed to be off campus. I thought that was really weird.
Because where's it at?
I do not know the exact location, but I do know you usually were going to have to drive, so it's not going to be like, well, you can just walk. Like, so I think that's going to be interesting because, you know, not every student has a car. So there's going to be a lot of carpooling going on.
Hopefully the school provides shuttle systems.
I was also thinking that. I was curious to see if the school would provide transportation in the form of buses or shuttle rides or something like that for students.
They should, just for the safety of
students. Those opportunities to drive themselves and others. Exactly. That too.
Yeah. But I'm just like, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I also like, I think that for the shuttle system, that's going to kind of would work as well. But I was just wondering why they didn't have it like in Pepsi. Like, you know, when you see those movies of like a gym decorated, I thought it would just have been a whole lot easier and everyone on campus would have had the opportunity to go. I also think it's interesting that they haven't sent out any more information. They just sent out that you had to RSVP and that it was happening. So we really don't know exactly what is going to be going on. All it pretty much said on there was the date, the time. It's going to open at 7:30, and it kind of like was saying something about like a t-shirt. So I don't know, I'm confused on if it's supposed to be formal or we're supposed to get t-shirts that we're supposed to match at the dance. I have no clue.
How long is the dance supposed to be for? Like 3 hours? Like, does anyone know?
Well, it said on like the poster that it's going to have like an after party, whatever that means. I have no clue. I know it starts at 7:30.
So probably what they'll do, I'm not 100% certain on this, is they'll have the normal dance and that'll probably run till like 11 midnight-ish. And then that's where they will deem the probable after party starts, and you'll see a lot of the crowds file out. And I'm sure they're going to have, because my high school kind of did the same thing around homecoming time for after parties, is they'd have a big social event afterwards with a bunch of inflatables, stuff like that, like kind of middle school, like social wise almost. And it's just a time for people to get together, let loose, have fun, just kind of just be a kid again almost. So it'll be interesting to see the like tactics of the setup and everything that they take with the after party, or if it's literally just an empty room and you're moving the party from one room to the next.
It did say that there is an open bar though, and that's kind of concerning to me, especially when you have people driving back and forth. So I wonder how that's gonna work.
That too.
That was gonna be my next question, if we're at a separate location, and I was gonna ask if they're serving alcohol. Like, yo, Quincy better have like a oversight on that. A
lot of responsibilities and liabilities under the university's name with this event and those conditions.
I was about to say, that's got to be a huge liability for the school, so like they better stay up with it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they monitor that as well.
Yeah, Q's usually done a good job monitoring the whole homecoming weekend and making sure people are safe most of the time. They do that on all those big weekends throughout the year, whether it's homecoming or keg races weekend. Just Sam Lathrop's always on top of that, so I'm sure he'll be fine, and I bet everything that he'll be at that event for sure.
Certainly.
Especially if kids are drinking and being mobile. Sam Lathrop's probably going to be there.
Yep. I have all the faith in Sam Lathrop. He's the king of the school. For sure.
Absolutely. Still speaking about homecoming weekend, kind of moving the topic forward or behind, I guess. But Colin, you said growing up here, you've constantly went to Balloon Glow throughout your life. How, as someone just from town, like what drew you to go to that event on KU's campus every year?
I wouldn't say I didn't go every year, but I have gone.
Yes.
I don't know. It might just be a personal thing. I don't know. It just, you don't really see like the balloons like that very often, and you just don't see that very often around here. So whenever I got that opportunity, I was like, yeah, I want to go see that happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just something that I kind of connected with and I find enjoyable.
Did you ever go to the morning after event where they like light them up and let them fly out of a field like locally in town, or you just come to the event on Quincy's campus?
I just went to the event. I can never get up early enough to go to the one the next morning.
That's fair.
I have seen them like in the air though.
Gotcha.
Like before.
It is a cool sight to see. I'll say that.
I'd love to go up in one. Honestly, I just can't. Even if I got the opportunity, I don't think I could get up early enough to do it.
I like it until I look over the edge and see that there's nothing below me besides air and ground.
I was going to say, didn't Chloe not do like a story last year? Like, wasn't she on, I think she was doing a story on the hot air balloon.
Yeah, that does I'm trying to do something familiar like that. Because there were a lot of like photos and media and stuff in our comm like writing panel that showcased that morning after event as well as the night before and the glow and its spectacular view.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way to get into that before I graduate. I mean, free hot air balloon ride would be nice.
Yeah.
Noah kind of got me thinking. He said that there's like on the roof somewhere, there's somewhere you can stand. So I'm wondering if they're going to have that open during that event. Do you think they would have it open?
So the roof of Friars is usually open for that event, but I know it's not open to the public. I know it's more of where the university wants to bring donors. Yeah. And board members, I know this year that somebody's having like their birthday party up there, so we're splitting the roof in half. And yeah, hopefully it's cool. I was up there last year working with the university, just being a face for them, and it was really dark up there. There's no lights on top of the roof because you're just kind of standing over the edge and looking down at the event. So I'm not sure how a birthday party is going to be pulled off. They're going to have to bring in their own lighting system and all that, but yeah. Hopefully Friars was also one of the buildings whose roofs got renovated this summer.
So I know we have like, we know about all like the planned usual like activities for homecoming. What do you guys think like the students would want to see? I want to hear from you guys.
Ooh, on top of everything that's already like planned and set.
Yeah.
Like something new?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just possible ideas for the future. It's a good question.
I mean, well, one, I mean, obviously excited for, I mean, we have tailgates for every football game, but, like, you know, the homecoming one's kind of big. You get to see either some college buddies who just graduated or even their family. Yeah. An idea. I mean, honestly, I don't know why we don't change the housing carnival to homecoming weekend unless it is just too many events at one time then.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if we made it homecoming week and had – like we do week of welcome at like start of every
yeah,
semester.
Like a full
homecoming week.
Week
would be a good one.
They brand it as like homecoming week and everything, but it's just Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Quincy is pretty like diverse, but I know it's not as big like as a city. But I remember like growing up, my parents talking about they went to I always forget, but it's like Iowa State, but it's not the Hawkeyes, it's the Cyclones, and they were talking about how even universities, and it was a big moneymaker for the school, would, like, their university would have a whole bunch of food vendors and stuff, and it would be, like, almost a party in the streets for students for almost a whole week. I feel like Quincy is, like, the kind of setup that, like, and we're such a small, like, kind of, like, secluded kind of campus in a contained space. I feel like we could kind of pull off something like that, to be honest.
Certainly. Oh, just have, like, a line of, like, food trucks in the west side parking lot over there by the HFC.
Are you talking about during the tailgate?
Anytime. Yeah, just homecoming week, weekend, any point.
Mm-hmm. I just hope, like, students stay safe during homecoming, because I know, like, we've got certain spots, like, that one corner. I'm not very good with street names that doesn't have a stop sign. I just hope, like, with everything.
20th and Chestnut.
Yeah, I just hope with everything, like, whether it be, like, during spirits or, like, anything, just, like, trying to get to a party too fast, that everyone just stays safe.
Remember what Sam Lathrop always says. Shots are dangerous.
Very. Speaking of that, though, did I also see something in the plan? Isn't there a bar crawl?
I saw that. Yeah,
there was supposed to be a homecoming bar crawl in the little like alt text description of the event. There weren't many details included. All it provided was a start time and the like starting location. So maybe it's one of those things you just got to show up for and then you'll just follow the crowd as they move along.
A bar crawl for QU isn't new. I mean, it's new for us because we haven't seen it in a few years.
Is
but
this
I know
the 5 a.m.
No, that's what they used to do for St. Patty's Day.
Oh, okay.
That
okay,
was
okay.
Sun up to sundown.
This one does start in the evening. I know that.
This is just an evening bar crawl. I think it's more for alumni and all that.
Yeah, that's
but
a lot of what it's branded around. A lot of these social events that don't involve students is very alumni incorporated.
That is the fun part about homecoming, though, is alumni coming back, all your friends that you haven't seen in a year, two or three,
just
being
like,
back on campus, hanging out with them again.
Nothing better than, like, for the people who are over 21, like myself, going in and having a conversation with an alumni from like 20 years ago and just like kicking it off just by simply having the same school connection is pretty dope.
Oh, exactly. Nothing's better than like meeting an alumni who tells you some crazy story about how they used to do bonfires in their Willer suite before the fire alarm system was added. They used to do, I talked to an alumni last year who told me that him and his buddies used to do trash can fires in his Willer living room.
That's very interesting.
That's one way to stay warm in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what I will say is we're all looking at the positives from student sides, but I think this is going to be one hectic like week for security. Because if there's any noise complaint or anything like that, they have to be called and arrive on the scene. I feel bad. I'm not even going to lie for the security personnel that are going to be on duty.
They will certainly have to be on their toes, I think.
Yeah, and it could be a little, like you were saying, a little bit more hectic simply because we have more students than last year, pretty much like we have the biggest class in 30 years coming in and stuff. Just a lot more students than normal.
Yeah, I have faith in Sam, though. He'll be able to keep an eye on them and give them a direction. Kind of off topic, but speaking of security today, because this literally just happened to me. It's not security's fault, really. It's more about the parking situation, what they have to deal with. I got a ticket today in my own parking lot, and I was pretty ticked off about it.
How did that manage to happen?
Simply because, I mean, I don't know. Senior row parking, I guess, is pretty valuable, especially because Willer like doesn't really have that much space, and it's always
usually
full.
Very easily.
So I had a couple of teammates of mine doing it, and I was annoyed about it already, but like I was like, whatever, if it's helping them out, it's helping them out. I get home late last night from work, and I'm like dead in the last of the lot. Like, my butt end is, like, in the walking lane for, like, heat line, basically. Mm-hmm. So I get a ticket this morning, and I'm just sitting there, like, I go to the office. I'm just like, hey, like, just so you know, like, I got a ticket for a place that I live at. And the dude looked he actually looked at me like I had two heads. Like, I don't think he fathomed, like, this outcome happening, and it really scared him. And I don't know. It just gets me back to, like, getting our parking up, especially during homecoming when we have – so many more alumni coming in.
Influx
like,
of people that's
what
coming
I'm,
back.
That's what I'm worried about more on a standpoint than Sam trying to corral and make sure the students are good. Parking is going to be just an absolute mess.
That's what's funny. This doesn't have to be a whole, like, another side topic or conversational piece, but on parking in the Willer lot, they just took away two of the spots and made a handicap accessible parking spot. So we'll have to see how that gets utilized, if it does.
It has not been released yet, but I did a story on parking. It was mostly, like, covering, like, C-Lot and how they kind of shut down the what used to be the Padua lot. I just want to point out that I did interview a CAF worker, and she did not know that that was now for CAF workers. And she was like, oh, I'll still be parking in C-Lot. So they closed down the lot in front of Padua for CAF workers or for other reasons, like for getting food shipments in. But then we have CAF workers that are still going to be parking in the student parking lot. So it's going to be very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of outcry from the student body, and there's going to have to be some solutions to be made, or else, like, people are... I don't understand how people would pay tickets, especially if they have to be at a certain location and then there's no parking spots in that certain location.
Yeah, it is peculiar how they, like, kind of shut off parking access towards students in that lot between the Padua lot and the cafeteria, but then just never really informed the university staff and employees that parking is
well. Is that parking lot faculty them. Only or cafeteria only?
Well, there's a sign now. It was rebranded as you turn off of the street into the lot, saying faculty parking only.
Okay,
but it's majority CAF workers that have been parking there lately. So there's a lot of mixed signals going on.
Certainly.
And there's some students, and this is going to be controversial, but there's some students that are like, well, why would I have the student parking ticket on if it limits me more than it enables me?
Yep.
And I'm going to, especially for people that have classes that are back to back, if you have a class that's on North Campus and you have to make it to Main Campus and you're driving and then you have to park all the way in the back of C lot and then you're on the fourth floor of Francis Hall, what are you to do?
It's a lot of ground to cover in 15 minutes break.
Especially when your attendance is sometimes incorporated into your grade.
Very
are you
true.
Are you going to potentially, like, not make that passing, like, grade because you can't park close to the building? Or are you going to take that sticker off and make sure that you make it to class on time?
Have any of you ever had a conflict with a professor about class times, as in either getting from Main to North or North to Main? Because I know most professors, at least that I've had, have been very lenient on, oh, I know this kid gets done and then has to come here, and never gets too mad at them for being late.
Well, me personally, I ran into quite a few teachers that are, like, really lenient, but that's because I've been lucky. I even had one teacher who was talking about, like, when she came here and it might have changed. Of course, I think it depends on your major and what classes you're in. Like, if you're in a gen ed class, they probably are more lenient. But I had one teacher who said when she went here, because we were talking about parking actually in the class for biology, she was talking about when she went here that she had a professor who on class time would lock the door. And if you did not make it to the, like, when the door was locked, you were just locked out.
Wow.
And that was an automatic zero. I don't know any students. I did not get to interview anyone personally that was, like, had that exact same experience. But just know that that was at some point that was the standard. I think especially for those higher level classes, though, if you're late, even if you explain it, though, like, it's like you still miss some, like, discussion. They're not going to go over the class material. And if you miss that class material and it's on that test, what are you going to say? Oh, I couldn't make it because I had to park in the back of C lot.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. I've personally been super lucky with my teachers. Shout out to all the teachers who also, like, don't care if I'm a little tardy, not because I'm trying to, simply because of getting to and from for parking spots. But yeah, I mean, I've perfectly, like, honestly been pretty good with it. Nora is obviously super accommodating and understands, especially with our shuttle and what goes on with that.
Certainly.
So, yeah.
Do any of you have any ideas to a solution to this problem? Where would you want a parking lot added? Where can you see a parking lot being expanded?
I could see one if, I mean, it would probably take a lot more money because they have grass there, but no one uses the SLC bonfire pit back there. Like, you could pave that out and easily get 30 more spots.
Double the spots at least in the Willer lot.
Well, I actually talked to the calf worker, and this wasn't something included, so this is a little extra bonus. When I was talking to her, she was saying how there actually was like a pathway because she's been working here for multiple years.
Who'd you talk to?
Goodness, going to put me on the spot. I completely have forgot. I think her name is Kathy. I was talking to her, and she was saying how there was like a road actually like that cuts like campus in half as it is now. And so she used to be able to drive on that one street. I'm so bad at street names.
Is it Lind? Because I knew that Lind used to, the way it breaks off in campus now, it used to run through.
Yes.
Because before the SLC was there, there were another five houses down that row.
She was saying that she used to be able to cut through, and so she used to be able to, like,
really old QUTV content. It's crazy.
Where are you finding the old QUTV content?
10 years ago on YouTube. Okay. You just go deep.
She used to say that she used to just cut, like, right across, and then she used to park, so, like, parking was not that big of a thing because she used to just cut right across to the calf. But I think it would be interesting if, especially with, like, how, like, workouts are going for, like, the Hawks hangout nest, if they take some of that grass lot, and there already is some parking, but it's mostly handicap and, like, approved parking only. Mm-hmm. If they take some of that grass lot that's, like, kind of before the sidewalk and just make that into, like, just a little tiny parking space, that could count towards some of the Friars residents and then make some of those, like, only authorized personnel spots, make those as well as Friars, and then you'd be so... Like, that'd be a solution for, like, just the Friars residents. So, obviously, that would be actually really competitive, though, because it'd be residents competing with people that are going to classes. Mm-hmm. But that would be an ideal spot to put parking spaces.
I say we just actually have use for these parking passes, and let's just do, like, a battle royale. And whoever is the strongest fighter gets the best parking spot, because I'm tired of this now.
Colin, you live off campus, correct?
Yeah, luckily I don't have to deal with
that. Do you have a parking pass?
I do, just so I can park to go to classes. But
you're shooting yourself in the foot, dude. You lose all the other spots where they say no QU student parking specifically.
Well, I didn't know that at the time. But
you can always rip it off.
I could. But yeah, no, I don't really have to worry about parking just simply because I live off campus, so I can just park in front of my house. And my house is right by the campus anyway, so if I really did want to walk, I couldn't. It wouldn't be that big of a deal.
That's nice.
Sorry, I'm not near the mic at all.
I guess kind of just flipping to things ahead. For my story I did this week, I did it on my teammate, Raymond Lingard III, who is also a two-sport athlete now. So I kind of just wanted, you can read more of my story upcoming this week on QUmedia.net, but just a quick shout out because Sprint Football is having their first game ever as a program and of the season against Fompon this weekend. So I'm really hoping I'm off work so I can check that out as well.
Certainly. I hope I can watch that live stream as well. I wish it was a home game, but unfortunately they have two away before they return to campus to play.
Gotcha.
My upcoming story for the week will be a coverage preview with all of the listed times and dates for all of the events for the 2022 homecoming weekend here at Quincy University. I preview the main events that most people are most excited for and just break down everything that's happening. Just kind of help better acclimate and expose all the events and everything that goes on during homecoming weekend here at Quincy.
My story this week was on Chris Ashman, who is the new track and field head coach. He's in his first year, and it's just a profile and kind of breaks down like his decision, why he came here, what his plans are, how the program's going, and things like that.
I kind of already discussed mine. Mine is about like the parking, why the school's decision on why they decided to make it no student parking. and some of the students' feelings and thoughts about how parking is going this year.
We talked about my story last week. I just covered the press release and kind of wrapped it up with some of the things we talked about here on the podcast, mm-hmm. with what our ideas are and what conflicts can arise with the continuous growth of Quincy University. So I think that's all for this week. Thank you all for hopping on the pod. It's been fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, as always.
Hope to do this again soon.
I'm sure we will.